News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There was an 11% decline in visitors to Ireland in the first 7 months of the year, according to CSO figures. This comes as key figures across the tourism industry meet for a major conference on tackling this decline. And Catherine Flanagan, director of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation and CEO of the Association of Visitor Experiences and Attractions, joins us. Good morning to Catherine. I doubt very much you like hearing that there's an 11% decline in the first 7 months year on year. What do you think is going on?
Well, we think that we know from the CSO figures that the gravest difference was in the early part of the year, the first quarter of the year. We would look at a number of different data points, not just the CSO figures, but also footfall through Dublin Airport, load factors on the different carriers coming in, and also hotel occupants. And it wasn't the same right across the sector that the first quarter of the year was down so significantly. But even just looking at the summer months, we can see that business was flat or down, with June down 2% in visitor numbers, July down 1%.
So across the board, more or less, hotels, flights, et cetera, what is going on?
I think what we're seeing is, I suppose, there's a degree of correction post-COVID. We had a strong year between like 22, 23, 24 as the market recovered. And now we're just seeing a flattening of things. We are also seeing something that I suppose is positive for the consumer. There's been a number of hotel openings in the city of Dublin, which creates more space and better pricing for customers. We've had very good connectivity out of North America this year. And we've been welcoming, of course, the news that Minister Dara O'Brien is going to bring to Cabinet proposals around lifting the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, because that will allow us to kind of future plan a little bit more with new carriers and hopefully open up some new routes.
So are you saying this is all down to a post-COVID correction? Is that that's what I'm taking from what you're saying?
We do know that there was a change of methodology in how the CSO were reporting and gathering their figures. And we might have seen a slight overcorrection of that in the first quarter of the year. That would certainly seem to be the case that some of the hoteliers and the carriers would appear to be reporting. But overall, yes, I mean, we are looking at numbers that are flat or down, certainly for the high season summer months.
Okay.
And as we are a business that's highly seasonal, that's something that's very concerning. Nobody wants to see things flat.
No, I'm sure. What about affordability? I know you're saying this is a COVID correction, but many people, we've done items on this show, in fact, about the prices of hotels. People refer to it as hotel gouging, things like that. Is affordability a feature in why Ireland is becoming less attractive?
When we look internationally at competitor cities, Ireland benchmarks pretty well. There are peak times when hotel prices go up. There's also lower times when hotel prices drop. We've certainly seen now as a highly seasonal business coming into the wintertime that things will cool off a little bit. In the visitor attraction sector, which I represent, it's highly seasonal, with most of our visitors coming between May and September. And really, if we're not making money in those peak months, it can make the winter very difficult to get through with high overheads and operating costs.
Catherine, my apologies to you, but the line is kind of breaking up for our listeners, unfortunately. And there is more I would have liked to have asked you, but unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. But thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Catherine Flanagan there, the CEO of the Association of Visitor Experiences and Attractions, and the director of the Irish Tourist Industry Confederation.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.